Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, finally,
the uniforms are done.
Finally, it's time to look ahead to the draft. Well, depending on what happens, because the Texans do not have a first-round pick. They have a couple of seconds. They're kind of tiptoeing there. Diana Rossini says, look out for Nick Caserio. Based on his past history, I could see him trading into the first round. If that happens, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid McKinstry out of Alabama. That is the guy that I like. If they are going to trade into the far back of the first round, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. Bring me another Alabama player. Bring me another corner. Bring me another big school guy. Bring me a guy with a slight foot injury, although he did run 4.4 and had like a 40-inch vertical on that hurt foot. You've already dealt with it before. Give me that dog opposite of Derek Stingley. Jeff Okuda, all you other folks, y'all can figure stuff out. But if that dog is there, I'm smiling with my Kool-Aid mustache. Matter of fact, if they trade for Kool-Aid Friday, I'm going to drink Kool-Aid and I'm going to make it to where I have a Kool-Aid mustache for the whole show.
That would be great.
That's my word. That you have my word there that if that happens, then I will have a Kool-Aid mustache. And, oh, by the way, Saturday at Daily Sports Club, which is where we'll be watching the draft, John Lopez is going to be there. I think. I don't know. Maybe he has to watch J.P. France pitch. Although I don't think it's his time in the rotation.
Pitching Saturday. Oh, that's Mexico City. And that's a fly in the ointment right there, baby. Rockies and Astros in Mexico City with two teams that combined have 13 wins.
I'm going to make a Kool-Aid shot if they get Kool-Aid McKinstry. I'm going to make a Kool-Aid Kool-Aid shot.
If they go back into the first round, it's going to be a cornerback, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't think it's going to be a receiver. A receiver?
Tight end?
Back?
What if Brock Bowers goes to 20?
Oh, okay. Maybe tight end.
What if Brock Bowers goes to 20?
Maybe tight end. You're right.
I'm worried about Brock Bowers balding, man.
So what?
That's a lot of baldage, man. So I mean, what? I don't know. Do we have a birth certificate on him, man? I know he's pretty explosive, but that's a lot of balding for a young man that age, 21 years old.
Yeah.
Well, kind of concerned. Is that not going to drop him on Nick Caserio's draft board?
Maybe it's a supplement.
Oh, wow.
That's what happens.
Oh, wow. Figgy, you hearing this?
That's just what happened.
I am.
I'm not saying it is.
Performance-enhancing drug.
That hair, man.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing about Brock Bowers is he has that hair and then he tries to do the comb-over, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to let it go.
You do just got to own it.
What would it take for me to get you a Van Gundy cut?
Absolutely nothing. you can stop asking.
Can we get to a point where you get a Van Gundy cut?
No, we can't. No, we can't. Not going to happen, ever. Somebody on the text board was saying, how come Landry always says, hey, Figgy, do this. You should do this. Hey, Tyler, you should do this. Hey, John, you should do this. But he never does anything himself.
Nah, if we want to have a bet, if you want to make a Van Gundy haircut bet against something extreme for me to do, I'm down with it. Mm-hmm. I just want you to at least be willing to entertain the possibility of some sort of competition where you have to get a Jeff Van Gundy type haircut.
No, I'm not. That's too long term, man. It takes a long time to get it back. It's not like a Kool-Aid mustache.
How many quarterbacks will be taken in round one? We know that Caleb Williams is going one. Jaden Daniels, we know he's going to be drafted in the first round. There's talk of J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix going in round one. Here's Tom Pelissero with Dan Patrick talking about that.
Over under quarterbacks in round one, if I set the number at, I'll set it at 5.5.
I mean, that's the correct line right there. That's where I would set it. I would take, right now, sitting here, I would say 6 quarterbacks go in round one. And that's in part because this is a unique class where if you get beyond the first 6, arguably 7, because there are some people who have Spencer Rattler in their top 6. Some have him ahead of Michael Penix.
What in the world is going on?
Where's this coming into?
I think he's a 3rd or 4th round pick at best.
I mean, what are we doing, Tom?
Yeah.
Really?
6 quarterbacks. When was the last time 2 quarterbacks were good in the same draft?
I have no idea. Are the Jets trolling or are the Jets really being serious? Because even if they're trying to be serious, I kind of think they set this kid up for failure. And I would lean towards these slime balls took it too far on the way out.
Mm-hmm.
So we already had Woody Johnson, the owner, in the offseason say that the Jets didn't have a backup quarterback last year, so they need to go get a backup quarterback. They had Zach Wilson, okay? He might not have been a good one, but you had a backup quarterback, a-hole.
Yeah.
Now their Twitter account puts out a post today with a picture of Zach Wilson. This is the Jets' official Twitter account, and it says, "Thank you, at Zach Wilson," with the praying emojis.
Yeah.
I mean, what are y'all doing, man? What kind of mentions do you think my man's going to get when y'all do that? Are they being serious or are they being jerks?
I actually think they were being serious because they know what he went through.
Thank you, Zach Wilson, for
but
what?
I think they know what he went through. And they're like, man, that was tough. He was, like you said, kind of set up for failure. But that's still not going to – you still shouldn't do it because you know what the responses are going to be, right?
Yeah, they're about what you would expect.
Yeah.
Speaking of responses, Deshaun Watson has turned off comments on one of his recent tweets.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw this, but Deshaun Watson, he did it for the gram. It looked good on the gram.
Yeah.
He went to Saudi Arabia.
I saw that.
He had the what do you call the Saudi Arabian outfits? Is there I don't want to sound too
I don't recall.
Like what you put on your head and stuff?
Yeah, I don't recall.
He had the turban and the full gown, all that.
Mm-hmm.
And excuse me for not knowing the appropriate term. I have no idea, but he had that on.
Yeah.
And he tweeted this out, picture of him and Jilly.
In that.
And it said, quote, "I had a nice time visiting Saudi Arabia and learned a lot about the original Saudi culture and society. And I enjoyed watching," he shouted out a rich prince, "and I heard a lot of the singing of other Saudi Arabian residents. Special thanks to His Royal Highness, Prince Et Saudi 49er. I guess he's a 49er fan.
Yeah.
"For the hospitality and generosity. And God willing, we will see the football emoji in Saudi Arabia soon. May peace be with you." Comments turned off. What is going on?
Comments turned off.
What is going on?
Well, the thing is, there's money, and then there's Saudi money.
Yeah, I've seen the Live Golf Tour.
Like, that is a different planet, a different hemisphere when it comes to money. Hell, they probably paid for him to go and then put him up, and then they're trying to get the NFL to play a game. If the Saudis won an NFL game in Saudi Arabia, they're going to get an NFL game in Saudi Arabia.
But I don't think Deshaun Watson's someone that they want as the movement. I think this is just him on his own.
Yes, I think. But clearly there was some interest there from this Saudi prince or whatever. It was just weird. If they want it, they're going to get it. Absolutely, they get anything that they're like. They make
WWE
people
over there.
They got anything? They can get anything they want. Anything they want. And usually do. Usually do get anything.
I don't think you can duplicate the NFL, though. Like, Florio's immediately throw. You know, this is, God, man, this guy, jeez. But he's immediately throwing out, could there be like a live golf type of NFL type of thing?
Yeah.
I don't know about all that.
I don't know about all that. It's too many moving parts and too many people. It's a lot different than the live tour, which is you're dealing with individuals and putting together tournaments. But that said, if they want it, they're going to get it.
Did people apologize to Phil Mickelson? Did he ever get his apology? Because I know he was basically blackballed. And
yeah.
Did he ever get like an apology
I don't
or anything?
Think any of those guys got apologies.
Well, Mickelson was like the face of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, you would have thought that he killed someone.
John Rahm is still there playing? He's, yeah. What, number three player in the world?
No
something
idea.
Like that?
Yeah. You tell me, man.
I think he's three or four.
You tell me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know he still played.
Yeah, no, he still plays.
On the LIV Golf Tour.
On the LIV.
Do you watch the LIV Golf Tour?
I've seen a little bit, but not as much. I usually, mostly because that's not what's on the networks right now.
Are you protesting?
If they had it on the networks, I'd watch
it. Is it a protest? Or?
No, I have no problem with it. If it was on the networks, I'd watch it. If it was, you know, on ESPN, I'd watch it.
I don't know what Deshaun's thinking, man.
Yeah.
That's an interesting
mm-hmm.
attack approach from Deshaun Watson. By the way, he's throwing 40 yards, they said. They put that out the other day. He's throwing 40 yards. He said he was going to throw full strength. Maybe this is full strength for him. I've seen him throw lately, perhaps.
Yeah.
But he said he was going to be throwing full strength, and then the report came out. It was a headline from Mary Kay Cabot that he's throwing 40 yards.
Good for him. 40 whole yards? Kind of getting a little late in the game here,
Do you see any scenario where Deshaun Watson, like, elevates himself to being an elite quarterback?
I don't know. I mean, like, elite top five?
Top eight.
Maybe. I mean, it's in him.
You sure?
No, I'm not sure. But
it's in him now? We haven't seen it in a while.
I mean, he has the ability. I don't know if he has – I wouldn't bet on it, but it's certainly he has the ability. You said any scenario. I was like, yeah, there's probably a scenario where it could work out, but – that's a big ask, man.
Amon-Ra St. Brown. He got paid, to say the very least. He got a four-year deal worth up to $120 million with $71 million guaranteed. Drafted the same year as Nico Collins, actually went after him. 4 years, 77 guaranteed, $120 million. Total makes him the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL. We're not really looking at this as like some sort of measurement for Nico Collins, are we?
I think his agent is. I think Nico's agent is. If Nico duplicates what he did last year, he's going to be in that ballpark. Now, right. I don't think he's in that ballpark as a player. Let me be clear.
Okay.
As a player, I don't think he's in that ballpark. Or in the ballpark of a lot of guys that are getting those big contracts lately. But the market is going to dictate. They're setting the market price right there. And if he has the same numbers that he had last year, that's going to be one of the prices for him.
All right, 90 catches, 5 touchdowns year one for St. Brown.
Mm-hmm.
912 yards. 106 catches, 1161 and 6. And then 119, 15, 15, and 10 last year.
Okay, so two really big years.
Two really big years and one really good year.
So if Nico has another
He's missed two games.
No, I don't think he's in the same class as
Nico's missed 13 games, plus he's walked out of games. Amon-Ra St. Brown has missed two games.
Yeah, no, I don't think he's in the same class. But if he had a monster year this year and then he has another monster year this coming season, yeah, he's going to be asking for that kind of money.
I think we need to channel the Nico expectations. I'm getting Damian Pierce type vibes here where we're just acting like something that we saw 1 year is like the norm and the end all be all, and I think we need to relax a little bit and just let the young man go play because, I see Devontae Smith who's done it for a few years. I see Amon-Ra St. Brown who's done it for a few years, and then I hear that Nico. I mean, come on, man! Like let's let him go out there and do his thing.
No, you're right.
I'm not questioning him. I'm not rooting against him. He's easy as hell to root for, but. Damn.
No, you're right. But if he has that kind of year, that's the kind of money he's going to be looking for. 100%.
Ja'Marr Chase has his fifth-year option picked up. This according to Ian Rappaport. They're still kind of in an interesting spot with T. Higgins. We haven't heard anything on that. People have been wondering, could T. Higgins be a draft day trade? Could that be something that the Bengals do? Brandon Ayuk kind of in the same category. Although John Lynch said that, take it for what it's worth. He said that he would like to make Brandon Ayuk a 49er for life. Those are the two names of all the draft trades and all that. We've seen some wide receiver trades on draft day. T. Higgins and Brandon Ayuk still out there.
Yeah.
But it's a deep wide receiver draft, though.
it is. Yeah, I don't know. Well, I'll believe that when I see it with Ayuk, right?
I mean, at what point? They're going to have to make some tough decisions eventually, right?
Yeah. But I mean, to make him a 49er for life?
Yeah, because Brock Purdy's going to be up for an extension
exactly.
after this season.
Exactly.
How do you see him bouncing back?
Purdy's going to get some money, man.
He seems like a guy who might take less to let a team build around. He's a pretty
He didn't make squat.
Down to earth dude. He still has
a
roommate.
He didn't make squat though.
Yeah. I mean, he's made money.
Well, off
the, he's got endorsements.
Away from his contract. Yeah.
Endorsements.
Yeah, away from his contract. But he's
making decent bread, I would say.
Yeah, but it ain't quarterback money.
NFL draft tomorrow, right here, Sports Radio 610. We got you covered. As soon as the drive concludes, the draft coverage begins with Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. Shout out to them. Shout out to Vandy, man.
He was there last night.
Boy, he was feeling himself.
Yeah. He's here today. He was playing golf.
No, I didn't see him.
No, I saw him.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Should have seen the way he was walking. Had his chest
He's
out.
He's strutting a little bit.
Oof.
Hey, it's been a while.
Vandy was saying it with his chest, man.
It's been a while. He's been waiting.
Sucking down those half cranberry juice, half soda waters, man.
That's his favorite.
Mm-hmm. Walking around left hand with finger snapping, he was just kind of vibing, man. They all were kind of feeling themselves.
They should. They haven't done that in forever.
Nah, that vibe.
Yeah.
Hard to top.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to top.
Vandermeer's got to have that voice ready, man. There's going to be a lot more yelling this year.
There is. He's got to take it easy.
A lot more rocking and rolling.
Yeah.
For sure. He's going in the Ring of Honor, right?
Eventually, yeah. He's got to.
He's got to be, right? He's
got
the voice, right?
Yeah.
So Vandy's going up?
Going on 23 years, right?
Yeah. You got to put him up there.
For sure. And it's not unprecedented. A lot of teams have put their broadcasters. Brad Sham's up there, isn't he?
I guess.
No, he is, I think.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. You don't like Brad Sham?
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610.
Is that a no?
That's a Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610, Brothers in Arms Golf Tournament out here in the Woodlands. Coming up, the internet is going nuts. This show had a big reason and why that was the case. Discuss next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I got the internet going nuts.
All right, internet going nuts here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Big announcement from the Houston Texans coming up. It's going to be entertaining, to say the very least. First, though, let's start with the rivalry, the old Oilers, the Tennessee Titans versus the Houston Texans. The rivalry appears to be alive, and we saw not as much H-Town Blue / Columbia Blue as many had anticipated. Hannah McNair joined this show yesterday, and she gave some clarity. Her and Cal gave some clarity as to why a familiar color was not as big of a part of the uniforms, which dropped yesterday.
From the very start, H-Town Blue was a topic. It was a topic, you know, a dominant color. Is it going to be a color at all or whatever? So set the record straight. From the very start, and to the point of what you have now. Is H-Town Blue about where you wanted it to be, or were you kind of hoping for a little more and then you all, and then you adjust?
We heard that loud and clear from our fans. They wanted H-Town Blue represented. They wanted Houston represented.
Mm-hmm.
And so we worked with the NFL, and there was some push and shove, and we came to where we wanted, where we could get to with the NFL.
A compromise.
Giving us a compromise, mm-hmm. and a certain percentage. I think our fans would like more.
Yeah.
And we're probably in that same boat. But, you know, we're working with our powers that be with the league and all that stuff to get to where we could.
I love the way you put that.
That was very, very good
the way you put that. like you put it very tactfully there, that you reached a compromise and there was other things that you could do. But what I've been saying, and neither one of you can answer this, at what point in the process was it early on where other owners saw what you were hoping to get done?
I think there was some talk. I think even publicly we discussed that we were going to be able to use a different color than Columbia Blue.
Mm-hmm.
And so when that was released and we got approval to do that, that's when we started.
Maybe there was some, how did he put it? Give and take or something like that.
And then it got to a point where they just said, no, you can't. And then we compromised.
What was the reason?
Do you think?
I'll just ask him. Amy Adams.
Well, this is one of the.
He didn't say that.
Yeah, man, and for those who weren't listening yesterday, you should have been. It was wild. It was a great day, just like today. Just to add to that, what they referenced, Amy, the NFL put together a uniform for the Texans that had the predominant color of the H-Town Blue. Yeah. Amy Adams stepped in and said, no, no, no.
Amy who?
Amy Adams Strunk.
Who?
Stank.
Okay, thank you.
Stepped in and said, no, you're not, for whatever reason. She thinks she can control what Houston is doing. They actually said no. Then they compromised with the little blue, and I'm with you, especially now. I think what they compromised on may not have been what they originally wanted, but it's probably better.
Yeah, I think it worked out better, and there is definitely a rivalry. This was the mic drop-ish moment from Hannah McNair.
Are you ready to play the Titans again? I know you kind of enjoyed that sweep last year. You you got that marked on the calendar? Is that
you know what's so funny is I was seeing some articles about Hannah salty about them wearing the uniforms. Who started that? Who exactly. started it wearing it against us? And then if anybody was at that game, their in-house PA mm-hmm. was instigating it. Mm-hmm. It was unbelievable, but mm-hmm. also wonderful because we finished the story. Okay?
Yeah. Exactly.
So, she went.
I mean, who's salty here?
Yeah, that's what I don't get. I kind of like that. Is that going to be something that maybe we get a little bit of healthy rivalry where, you know.
Rivalry is good for the league.
It's here, right?
Yeah, it's good for the league.
And the Titans are the top rival. It seems like it kind of moves. Right now, is that our top rival?
Well, first they need to beat us.
Oh, okay.
Bang.
Okay.
Bang.
There you go.
She dropped 63 on their ass.
How about that tease? But I said that she said they sucked.
Yeah.
We're even, man.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Internet going nuts here on In the Loop, live from the Woodlands, Brothers in Arms golf tournament. Pour one out for Deshaun Watson. Used to be a member of this thing.
Used to be on that poster right over there.
Used to be right there on that poster.
No, they kind of photoshopped him out.
Yeah, he ain't there.
Go ahead, Biggie.
Oh, wow.
We're doing a confession?
Confess something.
I don't miss Deshaun Watson.
All right, there you go.
I got the internet going nuts.
Give Figgy a break. He's working really hard. All right, so this is going to be awesome. This is going to be awesome. Like, say what you will about, that's not even the case. I mean, you say what you will about the Texans, but they know how to use social media and capture the moment. Do you realize what they just tweeted out? You knew it. I'm talking to the loopholes here.
You knew this was coming.
Sketch.
Yep.
The one and only Sketch running routes with Stephon Diggs and
CJ.
CJ, a legendary gamer, whatever else he does. I know he smokes a lot of weed.
Drinks.
And
he doesn't have a kidney.
Really?
Yeah, he's missing a kidney.
Whatever the deal is, he squints all the time when he's doing his gaming. Millions of followers. He's going to announce a Texans draft pick.
I've been listening to a podcast with him. He was on with Theo Vaughn.
Yeah?
And it's like an hour 40 just trying to get to know him. So he didn't have a kidney, and he was talking about it. And he's like, yeah, I heard those things cost $125,000. So I came into the $250,000. He's like, I heard kidneys are like $250,000. He's like, so I came into the world in $250,000 in debt. And then Theo Vaughn was like,
well, I mean, if we could set it up and get you a kidney, would you be down? He's like, yeah, I could use another.
I could use everybody could use two kidneys.
And then they're like talking about his grandpa, and he's like, well, why are you so short? Mm-hmm. And he's like, I don't know. My grandpa was 6 foot one, and he died. And Theo Von's like, well, obviously he didn't leave you some of the height. He's like, nah, he actually left the refrigerator. he actually left the dishwasher. And Theo Von's like, oh, that's nice. He's like, yeah, Tyson brand. And Theo's like, you got it? He's like, nah, my parents got it. I didn't get it.
He's the legend, and he's going to announce the Texans draft.
So he's going to go up there and say, what's up, brother?
Oh, has to, right?
Yeah, as they go up there and say, what's up, brother? Did you watch the Vontaze Burfict game with him?
I did. Dude, I went down that rabbit hole. You shouldn't have sent it to me. Because I'm sitting there, we were watching something on TV, and I'm like, she goes, what are you watching? Because it was just making a lot of laughing my ass off.
He's a fool, man.
Yeah, he is.
He's a fool with it. He's making money off of that that streaming stuff. That streaming life is absolutely insane. Yeah. I can't even imagine that. It's hilarious. Internet going nuts here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. I got the internet going nuts. So Antonio Brown is absolutely hilarious. I don't know who's running that Twitter account. I don't know who's doing the CTE ESPN. But Antonio Brown just announced his retirement. And we've seen a lot of guys retire.
Matt Ryan.
You sign a one-day contract. I think Matt Ryan retired a Falcon.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown has announced that he's retiring a Raider. He's also said, and there's news coming down, that Kelsey Plum of the WNBA and Darren Waller are getting a divorce.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. You know he weighed in on that.
Here's what he had to say. Hey, at Kelsey Plum.
Oh, no.
I'm in Vegas right now. Pull up. Hashtag CTE ESPN. This is his former teammate.
Oh, my God. That's all. He's horrible. But man,
no, he's hilarious.
But, man, he's funny.
We need humor like that. We need someone that's just a little bit goofy, little parody.
He's more than a little bit, but he is funny.
He does always have the internet going nuts, too.
Yeah. All right, Figgy. I got the internet going nuts. Reggie Bush, baby. Reggie Bush is back. He got his Heisman back, according to the Heisman.
He got reinstated.
I actually got an email.
You think OJ's death had something to do with this?
I don't know. It's a little bit of a weird coincidence, right? That this is when it happened, that he gets it now. So, yeah.
Because as soon as they shouted out OJ, which I don't even see that way, that's a big deal. He won the damn Heisman, okay?
Yeah.
Like, he won the Heisman, okay?
Everybody was like, now give Reggie his – yeah. We talked about
it. He died. They acknowledged that he won the Heisman, but – It probably is pretty weird that you're shouting him out and then Reggie Bush is just kind of ignored.
And they still,
although it was a competitive thing.
It was a competitive thing, but I mean, I'm sure they were having discussions at some point anyway. But yeah, I mean, you know, he's getting it back. He deserved it. He never deserved to lose it. And they're like, in lieu of, I got an email as a voter. I got an email. This is why we're doing this. You know, in lieu of the NIL, you know, it's become more commonplace. Blah 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 blah. I'm like, whatever. Okay, just give the man his Heisman. Does this mean that Vince Young is going to have to cry again?
What about not winning the Heisman?
Yeah.
I mean, he went out there and won the game, right?
He won the game.
Won the game. Maybe we'll ask him. We're right here by
the
turn.
Right here. I should have said that too loud.
I got to find Jeff Bagwell.
Probably going to hit me.
I got to get that Jeff Bagwell golf swing. Got to get that Jeff Bagwell golf swing.
Yeah.
I got the internet going nuts. So Ryan Garcia broke the internet this weekend with his boxing match. I'm going to play a game called Player or Not a Player.
Okay.
When keeping it real is so right or when keeping it real is so wrong. So this is Ryan Garcia. He's in Miami.
Okay.
Celebrating the fight. Oscar De La Hoya told him, go unwind a little bit, get some rest, all that. I don't think you have to threaten Ryan Garcia with a good time.
Yeah, probably didn't have to tell him twice.
Well, he's been spotted by paparazzi twice, Ryan Garcia. In one picture, he's walking down the beach. He's holding hands with a lady. I don't know who the lady is. I know she might have dated one of the Yankees at one point in time or something like that, or someone on the Miami Heat.
That's what they said.
She looks like a model. No, I'm just making this up. I'm just saying.
Okay.
From Tommy Boy. So he's got this model. He's walking with her hand in hand on the beach, which – leads people to speculate, okay, does Ryan Garcia have a girlfriend? Who is this girl? Let's figure out about her.
Yeah.
12 hours later, that same day,
Mm-hmm. Ryan Garcia seen walking down the street hand in hand with
another girl,
a different chick.
That was not hard. That was not hard to figure out. So the answer is no. Not
keeping it real or not keeping it real?
What's keeping it real? He is who he is. I mean, no, he didn't say he had a girlfriend. Other people were speculating. Good for him.
Sucking out hand in hand. Man. You know this girl's got to be like, oh, I'm the one. Ah, yeah, look, well, he's holding his hand with me, and there's camera photographers there.
Yeah, you're the one until about noon. You're the and then we'll go with another. Hey, man, sow your oats. Be a wild.
Do your what?
Sow your oats.
What's that mean?
Like you're sowing your oats. That's a common phrase.
What does that mean?
It's a farming term.
What?
So it's a farming term.
We got to stop this.
Dude, these are common terms.
Yeah, but they we got to let them go.
Let go of some common terms?
Yeah. Just say he's getting it in.
He's getting It's like, not he's, that's he's a little more graphic.
In. Yeah.
That's a little more graphic than sowing your oats.
Spreading a seed.
Just be a young man. Just be a young man and enjoy your time as a single young man.
Sowing your oats?
Sow those oats.
You say these are common. I've never heard that before.
You absolutely
you
have.
Swear.
You heard that in Coming to America.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
Sow your royal oaks.
Yeah. Sow your royal oats.
Okay.
See there?
Yeah.
Liar.
That was the only time I heard that, though.
And you know what Ryan Garcia was saying, too, with these two chicks?
What's that?
The royal is clean.
Yes. I got one more, Figgy. I got the internet going nuts. I just got to come clean because it's been a long time since I've legitimately had fear of missing out. I felt like I missed out last night. I really did. Normally, I'm like,
why'd you miss again?
I'm happy.
Why weren't you at the park? You live right next door. I think it's probably closer than your car.
I could have
right
walked
now.
There. I have walked there. Yeah. I've walked to the post.
So what'd you have going on?
Two or three times. Well, I had to do the podcast. That's a regular Tuesday
thing.
Yeah,
I don't think that's an 8-hour thing.
And then I usually get
How
done.
Long was that episode?
I usually get, it's usually about a little over an hour. Then
okay,
I edit
so
it.
Start at 3,
then
4,
I post
there
it.
Got two
start at
3:30.
Usually, I'm done editing and posting about 6:15.
That kind of seems long, but okay.
No, everything. I do everything, everything until 6:15.
So, of course.
Then I went inside, and mm-hmm. I hadn't really opened social media yet.
Okay.
And I said, I'm going to watch a little bit of the Astros. So okay. I watched J.P. France beat J.P. France.
Okay.
And I plugged out I plugged out about second inning.
So you missed a huge party to watch J.P. France pitch.
Well, then I opened Twitter, and I'm like, man, it is going off. Right? I could
so
probably
why didn't you go?
If I went to the front porch, I could have probably heard it.
So why didn't you go?
I just didn't. I missed out. That's what I'm saying. I should have gone. Should have gone straight from the podcast. I could have walked there. I've walked there two or three times.
They had like runway type of performances because the rappers would go out there and
then the players were with them.
And then the players would walk out and to the front of the stage and like cross their arms and show off. Nico was there. Tank was there.
And there were a lot bigger stars there than I thought would be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Zero,
I thought it would just be
just chilling.
Texas
Paul
cheerleaders and Toro, you know.
Yeah. Toro was doing his thing.
All due respect. Yeah, no, all due respect. But I didn't expect those kind of stars.
Toro,
there.
You got to respect Toro. Toro was the biggest star on the team for 2 years.
He was.
And that's not a lie.
No, he was. He was the most recognizable.
I actually think that you can make a very decent case that the person who benefited the most from the turmoil was Toro.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I know where you're going with that. That's he was the face of the franchise.
You like Orbit better than Toro?
I do like Orbit.
Orbit.
I like Orbit. He's funny. He's funny looking. He's goofy. Everybody likes a good goofy mascot.
I kind of like Toro a little bit more.
I like Toro. His athleticism's better. That's for sure. Dude's rappelling down the rafters and stuff.
Yeah, which is wild.
That's pretty wild. But yeah, man, I should have gone. Should have gone. I really never even had plans to go because I knew we were going to see the uniforms.
Oh, that's not what you told us, though.
No, I did.
You said you're coming through.
I said I might.
Biggie?
I said I might.
You said he was coming through.
I never committed to going.
I thought he was coming through.
Yeah, I never, ever, ever.
You said, yeah, I'll see you there.
Nope. Never committed to going through.
Oh, that's off-brand? I might be there. We'll see.
No, if I say I'm going, I'm there.
What?
All the time. If I say I'm going to be there, I'm there. 100%. If I say I might go.
Unless J.P. France is pitching.
That means I might go.
Unless J.P. France is on
why
the
why did I commit to J.P. France, by the way?
I don't know.
Jesus.
That's a real commitment. Why are the Astros committed to J.P. France might be the better question.
I know, exactly.
Goodness gracious, I can't believe he's still a thing.
Yeah.
Coming up, speaking of things, let's talk about the things that could happen tomorrow when it comes to the Houston Texans, including a report from one of the top Texans insiders that Nick Caserio might be up to something. That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Thank you, Figgy.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
How many places are worse than the place that I'm going to be in 45 minutes? Texans, once upon a time, were in a bad place. They're in a good place now. I had forgotten about this, but guess where I'm going in 45 minutes?
Yeah, you told me.
I'm going to the DMV.
It's top three of the worst places you want to go.
But I will say it is an appointment. But I'm actually – I got to confess something real quick, Fig, because mm-hmm. this is – I'll probably get made fun of for this, but I'm just being honest with the people. These are my confessions. Kind of a little bit regretful that I'm out here sweating a little bit, and my driver's license picture is not going to be as fresh as I'd like, man.
It's a driver's license.
I kind of feel like I would have liked to have prepared a little bit better for a driver's license
like,
picture.
Who cares about a driver's license picture?
Well, I mean, it's you have to look at it every day. Do you want to look at yourself looking
I don't look at
filthy
my driver's
and
license
sweaty
every day.
And all that?
I don't look in my driver's license picture hardly ever.
I don't want
to
look
even
like
when
a
I
creep.
Have to show it to someone. I just show it to them.
I don't want
to
look like I got a mugshot like I belong
well,
on
you're
Channel
gonna.
2.
They're awful. It's almost like they go out of their way to make it look bad. Have you ever seen? Have you ever had or seen a good driver's license picture?
Oh, for sure. Have you seen girls? Girls take forever.
It's still not that good.
No, girls do glam shots.
Because you only get one shot. They don't mess around. Like, oh, to do that one. Let me see it. Can I see it? No. Get the hell out
why
of here.
Why are driver's license pictures are so poor quality, man?
I know.
Well, I mean, the whole process is crazy. But the other thing is, you think I can get them to add an extra inch or two?
On your height?
Yeah, it's at 6'5". You think I can get them up to 7?
No, you can get them 6'6". You're closer to 6'6" anyway.
Yeah, I gotta try to get at least an extra inch in there.
Yeah, get 6'6".
Yeah,
I'm 6'1.5", but my license says 6'2".
Man, that's a damn lie. You are close. You are dishonest. Why can't you put halves there?
That's what I'm saying. I think way back in the day, I asked, should I put 6'1" or 6'2" because I'm 6'1.5"? They said put 6'2". Okay. So I've just stayed there.
Figgy, what are you at on yours?
5'6".
Oh,
five,
my
no.
gosh.
No,
speaking of adding a couple of inches.
What they got you at?
5'3".
Okay, so you're honest on there.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You could have gone 6. They wouldn't have questioned you. Who thinks you're lying about being
5'6"? 5'6" would have been fine.
Yeah, you could have got that.
Like,
thick.
What would they do? Would they try to, like measure your height if they feel like you're lying?
I don't. They never measure, right? They just ask you?
I think so. The first
even,
time.
Like, even your first time.
I'm
going to
do
ask.
It one day.
Yeah, it's your first crack.
5'6", man.
I say I grew through
5'8".
5'8". Yeah, you might go a little. Let's start with 5'6".
I grew 3 inches, folks. Can y'all get on this? But the DMV, man, it's up.
DMV is on the list. Passports is on the list.
You can get passports done. I saw somewhere you can get passports done.
I just got mine done last week at the library.
Yes, the library.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm going to go.
Yep.
Yeah, at the library right on Gessner. I have a library.
Because it used to be, like, obviously I haven't done mine. I just renew mine. But it used to be like, oh, my God, you got to go to the federal building.
Library.
You
got
to go to all the security.
Library.
Kids running around.
All right, so that's not on the list anymore.
It's keeping the library alive,
yeah.
Which I'm going to go to. And I'm going to go to the library. I was going to go before I heard that. I just heard you get the passports.
Yeah. Where are you going, Figgy? Well, how come you got a passport?
I might be going to a destination wedding this
right.
summer.
Oh, wow.
So, my in-laws, family.
Good for you.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
Yeah. Where are you going?
Jamaica.
No, but I'm saying where's Landry going? That
no,
going?
I just heard you get a passport. I don't. Oh. I'm not going. I'm going to
That's
Hawaii.
That's a game changer.
I'm going to Hawaii. Hawaii might as well be out of the country, if we're being honest.
Nah, man.
I mean, come on.
It's easy.
It's 8-hour
Don't
flight,
ask
brother.
For that. Don't ask for that.
No, but yeah, might as well. By the way, I saw a hack the other day, and I wonder if this is going to be a big game changer in my my approach to where I spend bye weeks with the Texans, because I've always gone to Las Vegas. I love Las Vegas. I like to chill out there. So sometimes Las Vegas flights can be expensive.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is going to Oklahoma this weekend, to Oklahoma City. And this is how random Oklahoma City flights are. She's not going to do this.
Yeah.
But apparently one of the flights, it stops in Las Vegas and then takes you to Oklahoma. But it's only like
because of Southwest.
But it's only a $130 flight.
Yeah.
But the Las Vegas flight is $260.
Yeah, you can just hop off.
Can you just hop off? Can you do that?
I think they'll track you. Your luggage will end up in
But what if you just carry on?
If you carry on, maybe.
Yeah, if you just carry on and then you say, okay, I don't want to pay $260 for Vegas. Because I'm wondering if this is normal, because if that's the stop, that's the stop.
I'll bet you they come back and get you, though.
What are they going to do? Come get me on the strip?
They'll charge you. They'll charge your card.
I had an emergency.
Well, no, I'm not saying you couldn't do it. I'm saying that there's got to be a workaround that they do to keep people from doing that, you know? Got to be.
I see people get off and that's the end of it.
I mean, it's worth a try. Try it.
Why not?
Yeah, I'm saying. I'm telling
mean,
you.
I that's a normal thing.
Try it. There's always a good hack.
Out, man.
Yeah.
That might be a new hustle. speaking of hustle, Diana Rossini reports that she would not be surprised. I don't know what this means. I just know that Diana Rossini has probably broken more Texans news this offseason than anyone. I think it just goes without saying. It's kind of random.
A lot of people
it
confirming
wasn't something
her
we
news.
Were used to, but she is definitely – she's mm-hmm. made up for the Vrabel void, because she was pretty much the Vrabel whisperer for a long time. But – Diana Rossini is saying that she would not be surprised if Nick Caserio traded tomorrow. I don't know what to make of that. She said she bases it on the history. Yeah, trading up.
Yeah.
Trading up. So I at least look at that with more interest than I would have, say, 5 months ago.
No, if she reports it, you got to pay attention. But I would be surprised if he trades into the first round. No one should be surprised if he trades back.
Yeah.
At all, ever. But I would be surprised if he trades back into the first round, only because I'm not exactly sure, like, what the benefit is at this point. Like, the number of players that they liked in the first round hadn't changed that much from the time when they had a first-round pick and traded it, you know?
Can you tell how someone's playing based on when they hit the turn? Like, can you look at these two guys over here and say,
yeah,
all right, this guy's shooting this and this guy's shooting that?
Yeah.
You have a good idea?
Yeah, the guy that's got his sleeves rolled up is having a bad day.
Okay, he's mad?
He's mad.
Okay.
He's having a bad day. Oh, this shirt. The shirt's keeping me from really flexing.
Yeah.
You know, really getting loose. So he's rolled his sleeves up. You can tell he's having a bad day.
Yeah.
I don't know about the other dude. The other dude looks pretty normal.
I think they're shooting. What's up, man? I think they're shooting. The other dude looks like he's a confident guy, but he's not. He's real humble. He's like the humble golfer that's probably about, you know, probably like an 8 handicap.
Maybe five. Ooh.
But he's a very nice team player.
Yeah. He's not going to tell you how good he is.
Yeah,
like a lot of people.
I don't know about the rolling the sleeves up on the golf course.
Yeah, that's he's not having a good day.
Kind of not really.
Not having a day.
It's a bad. That's kind of when, especially.
Yeah.
You got bigger arms than that if you're going to do that.
Right? Yeah, they're kind of pasty too.
Yeah, know about that, man. That's a little wild.
But some big stars here though, man.
Yeah, Jeff Bagwell.
A lot of legends.
I got to figure out what's up with Jeff Bagwell.
I can tell you, it's not going to be his baseball swing.
Who's this guy in the cart?
The guy in the cart
with the flat bill with the Texans golf.
The one that waved at me.
He's waved at us three times. Who is this guy?
I'm not exactly sure.
He's got the flat bill. He's driving through. I think acting like he knows you or something
Yeah, he did, and I couldn't place.
But his golf bag is a Texans golf bag. Looks like kind of an OG. Looks like he might be in like his 50s. Maybe he played the Texans a long time ago.
I'm trying to think now. It was a Texans golf bag.
Yeah. No, don't just say some random.
No, I'm not.
Black.
I'm
don't
trying
just
to
say some random black dude. Don't sit here and say, "Oh, that's Dante Robinson."
Yeah. Is that Dante?
Oh well. If you don't know, just say I don't know.
Is that Moran Norris? Oh no, we see him at the tailgate with Figgy. That's not Moran.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
The Corey Bradford. It's got to be him.
Yeah.
You pull up the picture, man.
That's nothing like Corey Bradford.
Not even. They don't even look remotely.
Corey Bradford's
same.
A foot taller.
Because the dude didn't look like a football player. He looked short.
But he was kind of athletic.
Was he?
Yeah, he was a little. He had a little athletic, had athleticism too. Yeah,
looked
yeah.
like he knew what he was doing.
Yes, exactly.
It almost looked like he wanted you to recognize him.
It almost did. He waved and kind of like.
Some guys walk by like they don't want you to recognize them. Other mm-hmm. ones do. Like Kelvin yeah. Sampson came in, looking alive this morning. Oh, man. It's like, man, God.
He's
yes, sir.
He's the man. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
He is the man.
I got you, sir. Yes. Suicides. Okay, gotcha. Do they still call them suicides, or have they canceled that too?
When I played, we didn't call.
Is
them
it okay to call them suicides?
We called them horses.
Or are we just going to not call?
Did
them
they not
suicides?
Call them horses when you ran?
Suicides.
The horse where you go to the free throw line, then midcourt, then we call them horses.
Suicides and towel pushes. Did y'all have towel pushes?
Yes, we had towel pushes. Jeez. Those are the worst.
I had more dust on my shirt than a damn attic.
We had the towel drill. We call them towel drills. Yeah. Towel drills and horses.
Man, the towel push.
Yeah.
Suicides, man. You get on them suicides.
Yeah.
And then they're always timing you.
Oh, yeah. And if can't be the last one.
But if they're not timing you, you know who the most popular guy was. It was an opportunity for the fat guy to be the most popular.
Yeah.
Like, we had a kid. I'll just say his name. We had a kid in high school, Darren Klutz.
Mm-hmm.
When they weren't timing, boy, his fat ass was my favorite teammate. And then they make you clap for him. Come on.
Come on, Darren.
Come on.
Come on, Darren.
And then the coaches are, like, making
Finish
you
it.
Run. The
Finish
coaches
it.
Are making you run, and they have the fake team
yeah.
building thing
yeah.
where the coaches are like, all right, let's bring him in. Let's
yeah,
bring him in. Let's
Finish
bring
it.
Him in.
Finish
Everybody
it.
Clap.
Let's go. Yeah, okay.
He's, like, sitting there puking.
Take your time, brother. take your time, brother.
He's throwing up. He's throwing up, and coaches are trying to, like, encourage you to
yeah.
to pick him up, and then they're like, all right, guys, let's have him break it out. Let's have him break it down. They take it too far, and Darren Klutz's fat ass is sitting there going, and I like Darren. Shout out to Darren. But he's like,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good starter, Ron Hughley. What's up? B-Scott in for yeah. Clint, by the way. Fellas, yeah. how you doing?
It's good, man. It's good. I was always happy. I wasn't Darren. I was close. there was moments that Darren at my school was Jeff Franklin.
Oh man,
Jeff wow. Franklin just couldn't make it. Jeff,
bro, and do you always worried like something was really wrong with him at the end, like on the final one?
See, I hated Jeff Franklin. See, we had the offense and defensive linemen had to run at a certain time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and the running backs and the whatever. Certain time.
Yeah.
And we all and if everybody didn't hit that time, you gotta run it again.
Yeah.
Until you get it. We all knew Jeff wasn't gonna hit that time.
Oh God. And your coach wouldn't give him any leniency, or did yeah. he finally
I think after like the first couple two of days he hit us with it, and then I think he knew, like, Jeff might get his ass kicked.
He might get killed.
Because when
Greg Casey was about over it. Yeah, Greg Casey was about over it.
Because at first they put you with, like, the receivers and DBs yep. and that's and the running backs, and you run. But then you're waiting in the offensive line. Like, Darren Klutz would give you a rest, man. Like, you were just chilling. Darren Klutz, he lost a lot of weight.
I had to run two extras because of Jeff Franklin.
I'm still trying to figure out what to call him, because Landry, I do think that the suicides, I do think that's been canceled. But I don't know.
We call them horses.
I don't
man.
Know what to call it though, so I don't, yes. I don't have another name for it.
We're yeah. canceling suicides. Come on,
I think it was man. I just don't have. I don't have a replacement for you though.
Wussification of America.
Come yeah, man. Yeah, man. That's
my guy was Rex
that's how it is.
Just don't want to give anybody any ideas.
Rex Nye dragged his fat ass everywhere.
Best teammates
we all had
you can
him.
Have.
We all had him.
Hey, do y'all think that Lopez is being too ridiculous saying that Tyler's tattoo is crooked?
Oh, yeah.
It's just being
yeah.
wrong.
I'm just
it's not even crooked. I was confused. I'm like, well, crooked where?
It's
how?
Disappointed. That felt like prime haterish.
I just saw it on the pictures.
And I just know you that ain't you.
That's most awkward troll job I've ever been a part of.
That's I can't even go with Landry on this one. I mean, he was just – He was just hate adjacent. You were bringing it.
I was surprised, man. Hey, I was actually kind of offended.
From where I was sitting, it looked like the tattoo artist was sitting a little
sitting sideways. That would also be a Houston thing.
If you would have been at the event, you would have seen with your own eyes in real time.
Yeah. He had to watch JP Franz pitch.
I watched JP Franz.
You're listening to KILT AM, KILT HD2. Thanks to everyone here at the Brothers in Arms 4th Annual Golf Tournament. One sleep till the draft. Can't effing wait. But in the meantime, the drive is live.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.